This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As expected, the House Appropriations Committee slashed spending in the budget bill.
We're trying to get away from having consistent mid-year cuts. As of right now, the only way I can think of doing it is not appropriating all of the money.
Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry calls this a standstill budget, spending just 97.5% of the revenue forecast for the next fiscal year. The committee version started out cutting $155 million from the Department of Health. Then Baton Rouge Representative Franklin Foyle proposed diverting another $82 million to fully fund TOPS.
We are giving LDH the flexibility as to how to make the cut. So I would ask that we take action consistent with our words that we believe TOPS is a priority.
As written now, HB1 tells the administration to cut $236 million from health care, but says don't touch NOW waivers, behavioral health, or graduate medical education. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden got Alexandria Representative Lance Harris fired up by asking for more specifics.
Aren't we telling you where to make the cut at LDH?
You're doing it generally by department, but you're certainly not getting into specifics of programs that you don't want to see funded.
Are you expecting me to dig down into the weeds of LDH and tell you what programs need to be cut? That's what we are paying you to do.
The committee voted 17-5 along party lines to advance the bill, despite a warning from Darden.
The governor said that it was his hope at some point in the future to not budget the entire amount of money that had been approved by the Revenue Estimating Conference. He also made it very clear that in the current budget year, he would not accept a budget that sought to do that.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.